Let's say Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Donna Del Santo, DonnaDelSanto, date of birth 08/15/1964, date of appointment 2/27/2025, requesting physician Inder Lal, INDERLAL. Dear Dr. Lal, I have the pleasure of seeing Donna Del Santo today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In her care, as you know, she is 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. Who has a history of stage 2 invasive ductal carcinoma. With status post lumpectomy and sentinel node biopsy. She was treated with radiation therapy in 2011, followed by tamoxifen for 5 years. In 2017, she had a biopsy proven metastasis to the right upper lobe of the lung and mediastinal hilar lymphadenopathy and bilateral pulmonary nodule suspicious for adrenal nodule on the left side. She was started on letrozole, ribo, sick leave on January 1st, 2018. Presently, she is taking Kisqali, KISQALI, 400 milligram daily. She is losing balance. She fell down one time and could not get up. She does not feel numbness, but she feels weakness. No pain, sometimes having backache. She is having weakness of the hands also, but no numbness and no pain, no neck pain. She feels lightheaded. She has a history of anxiety and depression. Past medical history, asthma, depression, breast cancer, lung cancer. Past surgical history, none allergy, no known drug allergy. Medications. Kisqali, aripiprazole, bupropion, trazodone, hydroxyzine, fluoxetine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired. She is widowed, lives alone, have 3 children. Family history, father, mother, deceased, four sisters, five brother, does not know about health problem. Review the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having a vertigo, lightheadedness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system. There is no, please rewrite again, action tremor present, but motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait attacks, a Cranbach test positive, assessment and plan. Sixty-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, essential tremor. Number 4, dizziness. Number 5, depression. Number 6, anxiety. Next paragraph, her MRI of the brain is with a normal limit. Her neuropathy can be due to use of the medication for cancer, or it can be idiopathic. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood tests including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in my office when all the tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.